It's Wednesday, September 10, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. Namdia has denied claims of ignoring security alerts before the January heist, with spokesperson Beverly Kusamant also ruling out any insider collusion as reported by News on One's Willem Sneeman. The statement followed reports that the company had received repeated warnings about a potential robbery. Namdia recently launched legal action against its security provider, G4S.
AR leader Professor Job Amupanda slammed the government's silence on the robbery, warning that by failing to act or speak out, officials have shown disregard for the city's natural resources and left critical loopholes wide open.
Who is to blame? Who's supposed to take responsibility? Since we left head of the CEO and the chief operating officers suspended, we never heard of anything substantial in terms of what's supposed to have happened.
Pre-summit masterclasses began in Windhoek yesterday ahead of the official opening of the Global Africa Hydrogen Summit today. These sessions aim to provide participants with practical skills in hydrogen and renewable energy, equipping them to apply these tools directly in their workplace. Our correspondent is Angie Scholes.
Renewable Energy Advisor to the European Union, Gregor Patterson-Jones, weighed in on Namibia's green hydrogen sector. He says that while there are risks in developing large-scale projects, they are not unique to Namibia. Speaking on bankability and offtake agreements, Patterson-Jones explained that risks typically fall into three categories: technical, relating to engineering and production capacity; financial, tied to where the project's partners can meet their commitments; and regulatory, linked to contract gaps or changes in law.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says the pre-planned visit of the South Africa National Defence Force Chief Rutani Mapwanya to Iran did not harm South African international relations. He underpins that South Africa respects the sovereign relations of other countries and expects the same in return.
I had a long discussion with the general and we both agreed that the timing could have been managed differently, and he conceded that because of what is happening globally. And what he said in Iran really was an expression of the continued relations that have existed.
Continentally, at least 61 civilians were killed in East Congo when allied Democratic Forces rebels armed with guns and machetes attacked a funeral, officials told Reuters on Tuesday. The Islamic State-linked group, also known as Islamic State Central Africa Province, later claimed responsibility through the SITE intelligence group, which reported the militants had boasted of killing nearly 100 Christians. This marks one of the deadliest ADF assaults in recent months. On the international front, the U.S. press secretary says the White House was notified ahead of Israel's attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar, and that U.S. President Donald Trump directed his Middle East envoy to immediately notify the Qataris, adding that the president doesn't think the attack advances the goal of peace.
Caroline Levitt says President Trump feels very badly about the location of this attack, but stopped short of condemning the bombing itself, saying that the goal of destroying Hamas is a worthy one. The press secretary also said that the president spoke with the Qatari emir and prime minister after the attack, thanking them for their friendship and assuring them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil. President Trump also spoke to the Israeli prime minister, although it's unclear if he expressed his frustration with him as well.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.